Once Jesus comes down, does God make another earth and have it be perfect?
Read it again, please, because I wasn't close enough to this thing. I couldn't hear you.
When Jesus comes down, does God make another earth and have it be perfect?
Yes, he does, but not for 1,000 years. But yes, he does, and let me show you how, okay? And then Jesse, we'll have yours. Look at chapter 19 of Revelation, everyone, and this is fascinating. John saw, and you tie together two passages. Revelation 19 is what Miss Julian just said, Jesus coming down. So Jesus returns. That's chapter 19. Let me get there. And notice what it says. He actually comes flying in on this horse. Verse 11, the heavens open. White horse, Jesus on there. Verse 12, eyes like a flame of fire, robe dipped in blood. And he comes, and in verse 17, it says, come to the supper, and he wipes out all the armies. This is Armageddon. Wipes out all the armies. And look in verse 20. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire. So the beast and the false prophet are cast in the lake of fire. Now look what's exactly next. This is Phil Stickney. This is the 1,000 years. Which, notice it says in verse 2, 1,000 years. In verse 3, 1,000 years. In verse 4, 1,000 years. In verse 5, 1,000 years. In verse 6, 1,000 years. And in verse 7, 1,000 years. And so there's that interlude of 1,000 years through verse 7. And then look at verse 7 of chapter 20. Then the devil, see, this 1,000 years is the period of time that Satan is imprisoned. He's neutralized in his ability to influence the nations. And the Lord, all those millennial promises that are in the Old Testament are allowed. But after verse 7, he's released, and this Phil's temple that we were talking about and all that stuff hasn't affected everybody. Look what it says in verse 8. He deceives the nations which are in the four corners, gathers them together to battle. Their numbers are like the sand of the sea. They go up the breadth of the earth, verse 9. They come to the camp of saints in the beloved city, that's Jerusalem, where this gigantic temple is. And fire, verse 9, comes down from God of heaven, devours them, and the devil, so he's only released briefly. He organizes the whole world to go against God. And the devil and is cast into the lake of fire, verse 10, where the beast and the false prophet are. And you notice that they're still alive after 1,000 years. So that means there's no annihilation in hell. Now look to answer your question, verse 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. And what you interleave before you get to Revelation 21, which is new heaven and earth, new heaven and new earth, what you find between these two is what Peter says in 2 Peter 3. And what he says there is that the heavens pass away. So this is when it happens. It happens right between the end of 20 and the beginning of 21. And it says in 2 Peter 3 that the heavens pass away with a fervent heat. Verse 10 I'm reading. Day of the Lord comes like a thief in the night, and the heavens pass away with a great noise, and the elements melt with a fervent heat. The earth and the works in it will be burned up. And since all these things will be dissolved, so the Lord dissolves everything from 10 onward and then makes it new, a new heaven and a new earth. And that takes us to Revelation 21, which is classic what people call heaven. And it's the holy city, New Jerusalem, comes down out of heaven. And it seems like heaven and earth merge. This heavenly city, this cube, 1,200-mile cube, comes down and and provides this merging of heaven and earth, and you can read all the heaven things. So, yes, he makes everything new, and basically what I'd say is, in Greek, there's two news. If I say, I'm getting a new pair of shoes like these are maroon-colored shoes, and they have tassels. So I would get new of the same kind. There's also new that I want something new, and I get blue fluorescent ones. That's new of a different kind. This is new of the same kind. So what that means is, and that's what we were talking about 2 weeks ago on Sunday night, that in heaven, everything wonderful on earth will be perfected because it's new like we have now. So that means water will be blue, grass will be green, but there won't be weeds, there won't be thistles, there won't be poisonous snakes and spiders, and we won't sleep, and we won't get old, and we won't get tired, and people won't be, we'll have new hearts. But it's new heavens, that means stars and galaxies, but they're not blowing up and wearing down. And new earth, there'll be water, and not seas of separation, but there'll be all of the beauty of creation. But it'll be the way God designed it to be. And that is such a good question.